This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Who do you follow in life? You know, there may be a favorite speaker you listen to on the radio, but I hope you follow Jesus. You may have a favorite Christian author, and somebody you say, I read everything that person writes. And those people, according to Paul, are simply servants. The servants who help bring us to the kingdom, who help plant the seed, who help water the seed. But God makes things grow. The next word is argumentative that Paul uses. I found out that that can mean it's strife-making, that there was strife in the church at Corinth because of the division that we read about in chapter 1. And the church at Corinth was divided into different camps, different loyalties, and unity is absolutely necessary. Why? Because we're one body. When your body fights against itself, we call that cancer. When the body attacks itself, we say there's something seriously wrong with our body because the body is attacking itself. And so it is, the body of Christ is to be one. We follow the head of that body, which is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I want to focus in on verses 5 and 6. What, after all, is Apollos? What is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. I want to let you in on a little secret. All I do as a minister of the gospel is I throw out seed every Sunday, just like a sower who has the bag on the side and he's just throwing out seed. And every week I hope that I'm planting seed with a man here, a woman here, somebody in the second service, and that seed is germinating and it's spiritual seed that germinates. And then there's some days that I'm watering that seed and helping it to grow, hopefully by the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God. But I remind myself regularly, it's God who makes it grow. God who makes it grow. Occasionally, someone will tell me, as they tell every preacher, I need you to talk to so-and-so and make him a Christian. I've actually had people to do that to me. You need to make so-and-so a Christian. Do whatever you got to do. Make him a Christian. He's not a believer. She's not a believer. And I remind people that God is the one who makes it grow. All I do is plant seed. All I do is water, just like you do. Some of you water and plant seed every day at work, and you don't even know it. Did you know when you say a good word for the Lord and you mention to someone that you're praying for them, maybe in a medical crisis, you may not have realized it, but you just planted a seed. You put up a faith flag. And you said something that perhaps didn't mean a thing to you, but it prompted that person to think about something spiritual in their own life. I'm praying for you. Just want you to know we're praying for your family during this crisis, during the loss of your father, during the loss of your mother. And we plant seed, we water seed, but we're not to be jealous and we're not to be argumentative. Why is that that Paul tells the people they're not to be jealous and envious and argumentative? Because nothing destroys the work of Christ in a church more than having people who are envious and argumentative. Nothing destroys a church more than that. How do you know that? Well, listen to what William Barclay from the Church of Scotland said years ago. This is an extremely significant passage because it means you can tell what a person's relationship with the Lord is by looking at their relationship with their fellow men. If a man or woman is at variance with their fellow men and women, if they are quarrelsome, competitive, argumentative, a troublemaking creature, they may be a diligent church attender. They may even be a church office bearer, he says, but they're not a man or woman of God.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.